Good morning. A top secret communication system used by criminals to trade drugs and guns has been successfully penetrated. The UK's National Crime Agency worked with forces across Europe. Major crime figures were among over 800 Europe-wide arrests after messages on EncroChat were encrypted and decoded. More than 2 tons of drugs, several dozen guns and £54 million in suspect cash have been seized. The investigation was initiated and led by French and Dutch police and also involved Europol. The Europe-wide operation, which lasted over 3 months, has had a massive impact on organised crime gangs, with 746 arrests in the UK alone, including 2 law enforcement officers. An estimated 60,000 people subscribed to the France-based EncroChat, which has now been taken down. The system operated on customised Android phones and, according to its website, provided worry-free, secure communications. Spain is to approve €50 billion as part of a new set of measures, which includes setting up a fund to boost companies' solvency in an attempt to revive the coronavirus hit economy, so Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said yesterday. The announcement was part of other proposals, such as tax reform, partly focused on raising taxes on larger companies rather than smaller ones. Sanchez said in an interview yesterday that the new measures were linked to boosting solvency and investment. A government source earlier said that Spain would approve this package at an extraordinary cabinet meeting today. As part of the aid package, the government will implement a €10 billion fund to potentially bail out companies in strategic sectors that are considered viable but are experiencing solvency problems after almost 3 months of lockdown. 9 Catalan separatist leaders jailed for their involvement in the 2017 independence bid may be granted greater freedom if a decision by 3 prison assessment boards is ratified by the Catalan regional government. The Justice Department of the Catalan government announced yesterday that the 3 assessment boards had unanimously agreed to pass on the inmates' requests to be placed in a grade 3 regime, which is the least restrictive of Spain's 3-tiered prison system. Under this regime, convicts are allowed day release and spend only the nights of Monday through Thursday in jail. And Spain's Secretary for Sport, Irene Lozano, and the La Liga president, Javier Tebas, have categorically ruled out fans returning to matches before the end of the season to minimise the risk of coronavirus spreading. Tebas said last month that fans should be allowed back once it's safe to do so, whilst the league drew up a draft protocol in the event that the government's Department for Sport approved their return. Yet Minister Lozano, who has repeatedly said that the campaign should finish without supporters, as those were the conditions for matches returning after the hiatus, drew a line under the matter in a breakfast meeting with reporters yesterday. The safest thing to do is to complete the season without spectators, she said. None of Europe's top 5 leagues have been able to hold matches with spectators since football has returned, although championships in countries such as Serbia, Bulgaria and Denmark have allowed fans back into matches. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.